Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How the hell are y'all doing? Are you enjoying the dreary and rainy weather? It's as if Reno's attempting to abandon its desert identity in lieu of some West Coast climate. Speaking of cultural appropriation, I finally got around to seeing Zootopia. Now, I know I'm a little late to the game, but nothing else seemed appealing this week. And as Blanche Devereaux says, better late than pregnant. In Zootopia, the world is divided into two classes, predators and prey. The two classes, though filled with prejudice toward one another, have found a way to live harmoniously together. Judy Hopps, a hopeful bunny, dreams of being a cop and making the world a safer place. She leaves the comfort of small town Farmville and moves to Zootopia to make her dreams come true. However, she finds that not everything is rainbows and sunshine. Will she be able to step up to the occasion in order to solve a recent string of missing predators, or will she fail miserably and run home with her tail between her legs? Stop everything you are doing and listen right the hell up now. In a past life, before I graced the waves of Reno's best radio station as the enigmatic movie reviewer you know today, I worked as a social justice advocate, fighting the good fight and educating folks on power, privilege, and systemic oppression. This film has accomplished what so many in this field have yet to do: create a compelling, smart, thoughtful dialogue about the dangers of societal prejudice, class division, and discrimination without pissing anybody off. This film is brilliant. Beyond that, the film is filled to the brim with kernels of smart, relevant bits of information that demonstrate where we are at as a society, and forewarns of what will happen if we do not learn to let go of the ungrounded fears that breed divisiveness. We are one people, so let's start acting like it. Wake up, people! With that, Xville, I give Zootopia 4.5 X's out of 5. I do hope that somebody decides to make this a mandatory social activity at the Republican National Convention.